Welcome back to Yang Daily. Pretty quiet day, but we do have one big bulletin. Pete Buttigieg dropped out of the race today. The field continues to narrow to Biden v. Bernie. The majority of Pete's support will no doubt swing to Biden, as their demographics have been closely intertwined from the start, being largely older establishment voters. Yang commended Pete for running a good race and ending it for the right reasons. It seems every comment Andrew makes on Twitter these days is full of burners calling him a charlatan for going to CNN and somehow twisting everything he says into an attack on Bernie. You'd think they'd appreciate that Yang has been calling on other candidates to drop out so that Bernie won't face a brokered convention where superdelegates can have their own way, but apparently not. I try to avoid this sort of behavior, but it definitely gets on the nerves after a little time. I know this toxic crowd is the minority of Bernie's following, but they sure are effective at giving people a bad impression of Bernie's movements, and they seem largely impervious to logic. Their own worst enemy, and they don't even know it. Since we have time, I'm going to throw in a shout-out for SNL's latest political skit, which is a press conference at the White House on coronavirus that gets invaded by the Democratic candidates. Pence introduces himself as the guy you know from the phrase, "Even if we get rid of Trump, we'll be stuck with Mike Pence." Biden goes on a dementia tear about a trip to Africa to fight the Ebola monkey. Warren hounds Bloomberg relentlessly and blames him for everything from SARS to the movie Cats. Bloomberg defends himself with insensitive jokes about firing pregnant women. Bernie goes on a tirade about disinfectants letting the top 0.1% of germs off the hook. It's a good time. Check it out in the links. And that'll do for today's Yang Daily. Take this slow day to rest up, kick back, and have a laugh, because Yang's announcement is coming up soon, which means we might be busy again real quick. And as always, don't forget to Yang Daily.